USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept your nomination to lead our party once again to the presidency of the United States.
A giant of the U.S. Senate and the 1996 Republican presidential nominee, Bob Dole, has died at 98. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer, and according to a family statement, the senator died in his sleep early Sunday morning. Reaction's been pouring in from both sides, according to Sean Sullivan, who's written a lot about Bob Dole for the Washington Post.
We're seeing a lot of statements pour in right now from different politicians from both ends of the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans. I think you're going to continue to see that today as people pay their respects.
President Biden calling Dole a true war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
The White House says President Biden is looking forward to Tuesday's video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, a call that will be coming as tensions have mounted over a massive Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift its travel ban on African nations in a reasonable amount of time, saying on CNN that, quote, we are looking at that very carefully on a daily basis as health officials gain more information about cases here in the U.S. and worldwide of coronavirus and that new variant of it, Omicron. Meanwhile, mask mandates are still in the news, as is one in the state of Oregon. Here's our Jeremy Scott with details.
The Oregon Health Authority met last week to discuss a potential permanent indoor mask mandate. State health officials say that doesn't really mean permanent, just that it won't automatically expire until it's repealed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The launch of a United Launch Alliance rocket rescheduled because of a fuel leak. The Atlas IV rocket was to have lifted off from Cape Canaveral early today, but a leak discovered in the rocket propellant ground storage unit put the blast off on delay until tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and the mission involves lasers for data communications between NASA and the International Space Station. It's not just a large reindeer they put up outside Chicago. It's believed to be the largest such reindeer anywhere on the planet.
We look at other countries, look at hashtags, did a lot of research, and we haven't been able to find anything of the scale and size of this reindeer.
That's one of the organizers of the Christmas Lights event in Naperville, about 30 miles west of the Windy City, where the 40-foot display has been described as, yes, the world's largest reindeer. It has a ruby-red glowing nose and is part of the new drive-through Christmas Lights event. The president of the organization that put up the display says they wanted to be creative with the Christmas display and thought the size and majesty of this reindeer would certainly get people's attention. It might even get people to talk about it on the radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.